Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome, everybody. This is number 12 in our series of remote viewing meditations. And for those of you that haven't had the chance to start from the beginning and work your way up to number 12, they're all on the blog, and the blog is on the show page, and it's also on the front page of my website. And that would be www.barbaradelong.com. Bill Brown and I have been working on these remote viewing meditations for a number of months now, and it's been a learning experience for all of us. Though I have been leading meditations for, 30 or 40 years, doing the remote viewing is a whole nother direction and a whole nother energy, and it's been an amazing adventure to me. I've left the early meditations up so that people can hear how rough it is at the start and how it gets better and better as we get more practice and as the energy that we create generates a stronger energy as we go along. So because of Bill, we started out with the Giza Plateau, and we certainly are going to be returning to the Giza Plateau at some point in time to some of the other sites that he has earmarked for potential for potential digs. Until then, we are checking into the pyramids that are all over the world and in other places as well. And tonight is going to be a unique experience because there are pyramids on the moon, and so that's where we're going tonight. For those of you who are new to the meditations, it is a led meditation. I lead you entirely through it. It's totally protected. It's a very safe thing. And as you do meditation after meditation after meditation, you will find that there is greater energy and strength every time you participate. It's a phenomenal thing. There are people that have signed up for this that are all around the world, and now the general public is invited into it as well, so that the energy that we gather together and that we utilize to do these meditations is a very powerful energy. So it takes even the inexperienced along on the ride with the most experience, and it enhances the most experience by combining many who are very strong meditators into a singular group energy. So it's a very exciting time for all of us. So that said, after we're done, if you would please leave your comments or whatever impressions you get or whatever insights you draw from the meditation on the blog that is on the front page of my website. It's all, the link to it is also on the show page for this meditation on Blog Talk, so it's easy to find. And just give us your impressions, because what we're doing is using the impressions that people give us to give us greater insight into, among the power of remote viewing as a singular group. And then it does give us deeper insight into a lot of the sites that we go to. So it enhances and it expands knowledge and wisdom on all levels. And no matter how strange and unique your impressions may be, even if you see purple penguins, you know, dancing Irish jigs, you know, in the South Pole, that would be of value to us, even though it seems very strange to you. I know a lot of people get unusual images and they're afraid that they're just doing it wrong. And the reality is, nope, it will mean something. And as we put all the pieces together, it will more greatly enhance the conclusions that we draw at the end of this program whenever we decide to end it. So for now, settle down, get comfortable, get into a comfortable space within yourself, take your shoes off, relax into your space, and let go of the problems and the issues of the day. Release your tensions and worries and the challenges that you face. For we are gathering together to travel not only in time and space, but in dimensions as well. Breath. And as you exhale, let go of the here and the now. Take another deep breath. And with your exhale, feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer. Yet another deep breath, and with the exhale, release burdens and troubles, issues and challenges, worries and fears. As we gather, know that we are protected and shielded, one within the light, connected to each other. The blending of our energies creates a shield that isolates us and protects us. Creator of all that ever was, all that is, and all that ever will be, weave us together. Link our energies that we become one for this journey. Connect our inner lights and weave them into a protective, energetic field that shields us and allows us to travel in the astral plane. Invisible, yet present. Unseen, yet seeing, unheard, yet hearing. Able to flow through solid objects, having no restrictions on the physical plane. We will flow into time and space. Travel as observers, yet not be a part of the physical realms into which we seek. Protected and shielded, our energies enhanced and expanded, encapsulated in a globe of light. Feel the energy as it surrounds you and flows through you, connecting and fusing our energies and weaving us into a brilliant orb of light. We are one with each other. We are one with the light. Feel the energy as it flows through your bodies and awakens all levels of your energetic fields. Feel and see your own personal glow as it integrates into the light globe. We are all drawn into and radiates from the very essence of your being. As one, we take a deep breath and slowly release it. This one for the body. Another deep breath. And slowly release it. This one for the mind. And yet another deep breath. This one for the spirit. And a final, very deep breath. This time, releasing from the earth plane, rising above it. Feeling yourselves getting lighter and lighter, freer and freer, as we float higher and higher, releasing ourselves from the earth plane and gently rising beyond the pull of the earth's gravity. We rise above the here and the now into a time without time. We flow as an orb of light, cradled by the cosmos. Above the earth, we find a peace within that flows to the surface of our very consciousnesses. We drift for a time. We drift in the nothingness that is full of energy and promise. Around us swirls the very essence of the cosmos, the source of all creation. And we are carried on the flow of that energy, directed by spirit, focused upon the moon as it draws our attention, and we slowly, ever so slowly, drift closer and closer. Watch as it revolves beneath us. Notice the surface, devoid of habitation. Watch as the shadows play across the surface. There's a peacefulness here, a sense of quietude. Watch as the large craters come into view. These impact craters are some of the most dramatic features on the moon. They were formed when meteorites, asteroids, and comets struck its surface at speeds of 10 to 20 miles per second. They have recorded the moon's 4.5 billion year history, or so science says. Circling for billions of years around the earth, the moon has represented gods and goddesses, has helped to mark history and time past. It controls the tides and, to some degree, the emotions of humanity. The moon has been a source of magic and mystery throughout time and continues to influence us in more ways than can be imagined. Watch as it slowly revolves beneath us, silently holding secrets and perhaps even more for us to discover. Our attention is drawn to a very large crater, and as we drift closer, we can see debris scattered across the floor of the crater. And just off center, there is what appears to be a structure, standing as a silent sentinel from out of time, a beacon of sorts, a reminder, or a welcoming, ravaged by time, but a pyramid nonetheless. The form is there. Nothing surrounds it. There are no structures, no pathways, no indication of habitation of any kind. It stands silently, a testimony of thought and intent. We drift closer still and circle the structure, indeed not made by nature, but rather by conscious intent. The closer we get, the more it becomes evident that it resembles those of the Giza Plateau in size and shape. Energy gently flows from the structure, drawing our attention. This is a calming energy, one that radiates love and safety, compassion and wisdom. We're drawn closer yet to the structure, and it begins to glow, as if reacting to our vital and spiritual energies. The closer we get, the stronger the energy becomes. Though there is no visible opening, we find ourselves drawn through the peak of the pyramid into the very core of the structure, being drawn down, through, and beneath it. At first, It is dark, and then slowly a glow illuminates the inside. We are in a large chamber. We are below the pyramid into the depths of the moon. The walls, the ceiling, and the floor are polished, not roughly hewn as the surface was. Time has not damaged or touched or marked the interior. We look closely at the walls as they are covered with pictographs and writing of some sort. And as we wander around the chamber, begin to realize that this is, in a way, a time capsule of sorts. It tells the story of a species, a race, a culture, a people, who journeyed from a great distance to find a home. And they did. They settled it. And for thousands, perhaps millions of years, flourished. They grew in wisdom and technology and found ways to travel to other planets and dimensions. And they did so, leaving behind this reminder that they were here, marking perhaps the beginning of a journey for those who are able to follow. Around the walls of this circular chamber are circular symbols, familiar in a way to some seen before. Some of the portals lead to storage chambers where wisdom is kept safely. In others, technologies for healing and transformation. Still others provide portals to other dimensions and worlds. They didn't travel by ship. They had stargates. As we view all the symbols, some try to touch them to awaken them, and nothing happens. Symbol after symbol protects the portals they seal. And so we flow to the center of the chamber once more. Upon the floor is a symbol we do recognize from the previous meditations. As one, we gather on the symbol and find that we have triggered a holographic-like message speaking to the spirit within each of us. It tells us that all the material here is open to be shared with all when the consciousness intent is for peace and harmony, when the intent is for the betterment of the entire species, be shared. Quite literally, it is for those with eyes to see, ears to hear, and spirits who are awakened. We circle the chamber once more, looking at the forms and shapes of the individuals represented, observing the planet and the lands depicted. And noticing that other time capsules have been left on other planets that they have touched. We find there are places where we can put our hands and receive energy and wisdom, and many do so. Others find sources of wisdom that open them to new levels of sight and perspective. Still others feel a warmth beginning in their feet and slowly rising up throughout their entire bodies. Healing flows through them and brings healing and peace to many. opening portals within that have been closed, but now open to receive the energy that flows from the pyramid and still others. Are recognized by their energy, and quietly inside they ask the question, when? The answer comes almost immediately, a whisper deep within, soon. A feeling of calm and peace fills the room. Love and compassion throwing through and over each individual. We gather once more at the center of the chamber, linking our energies one to another, creating a fabric of light that forms a globe of light that brought us here. The energy is different now, stronger, brighter, more radiant, more vibrant. We rise slowly, traveling once more through the top of the pyramid, flowing on the gentle energy that has radiated for millions of years, softly touching the consciousness of many and attracting but a very few. Encased by light, embraced by light, enlightened by light. We slowly rise and find ourselves rising upon a river of light through the layers of space, rising once more into the night sky above the pyramid that called us. Above the remainder of those who had gone before, above the crater that dwarfs the pyramid, rising above the moon, that silently revolves beneath us, remembering the destiny and the promises made to us, what evolution, transformation, and ascension can bring to us. The shifting of the consciousness has begun, and the direction the species takes is up to the future of which we are now the seeds. Slowly, our orb of light rises further into the dark night sky, coming for a time a light in the darkness. A reminder that we are never alone and that there is a pathway that is opening to us. Reminding us that we are lights in the darkness as well. Once more, we gather our energies, feeling the flow as it is drawn in from the left and sent out to the right. We reweave our energetic fields within the orb of energy that surrounds us. Breath drawing in energy and feeling strength and power. This breath for the body. Another deep breath, feeling our energies drawn upwards into the ether, this one for the mind. Yet another deep breath. This one for the spirit and the wisdoms gathered and the guideposts reached. And still another, this one for the ether, as we gently rise above and float upon the cosmic energies, we reflect back upon what we have gathered, comes back into our view as it peacefully continues to journey through time and space. We watch as the planet slowly spins through space, and are drawn to our own dwellings. We slowly drift down. We see our bodies gently at rest, awaiting our energies, And we are slowly, ever so slowly, drawn back into the physical, into the here and the now. Our energies are empowered. Our memories rich from what we have seen. We are invigorated by our time spent as a group. And as we slowly reconnect our energetic fields, we remember the connection we had one with another and can make it yet again at will to return if we wish to explore further. Slowly we reintegrate our spirits with the physical, becoming more and more a part of the physical plane and our present reality. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself awakening once more. Take another deep breath, stretching back into your body, bringing all your memories with you. Yet another deep breath, wiggling your toes, feeling your physical completely, filling yourself with vital energy, energized by the travel of the spirit, being awake and aware, excited, ready to utilize the energy and the wisdom that you have gathered, feeling excited about the opening of the wisdoms that you have carried within that are now open for you to explore, to utilize, to apply to your reality and to manifest a unique new aspect of yourself. These kind of awakenings take time. They draw energy in and they begin to manifest slowly. This kind of awakening doesn't happen overnight. It would be nice if it did, but it doesn't. You'll feel different. You'll feel a difference in the way you look at your life and your world. You'll be more open to new things, to new perspectives, to new options that are out there for you. You'll find your world becomes more vibrant because of this kind of energy that is repeated over and over again. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Make sure you're all back together here. Many will find that water is a good idea to drink after you've meditated. Some will feel hungry. Please feed your body. And when you have time to really ponder the experience of the meditation, please come back to the blog. Please come back to the blog and share with us your feelings, what you saw, what you felt, what you experienced. It is an amazing thing to be swept away by the energy of a group, the way this group has fallen together, has been created all around the world. Share with us your impressions so that everybody can kind of share their little piece of the puzzle. And when you have time, if you haven't done all 12 of the meditations, go back and do them so that you can sort of build the energy along with us. You don't have to, but it is a fascinating ride and a unique experience. We welcome you all into this. Is a Star Points group. And we hope that these meditations help to enlighten you to a certain degree and to bring greater insight, wisdom, calm, and awareness into your life. We thank you for joining us. Bill isn't with us tonight, so I can't wake him up. But I do thank those of you who have been with us tonight and those of you that have listened in archive. It's a real pleasure to be able to share this kind of energy with you and to grow with you. I'm going to play a little bit of Fairy Ring, and then I'm going to sign off.